Adam, Adam, wake up. You are the first man. It shall be your task to name all the creatures in the Garden of Eden. You may eat the fruit of the trees and of the fields, but stay away from the apple tree on the other side of the hill. Adam, wake up.
5 minutes. Just give me 5 more minutes.
Adam, wake up!
All right. Name the creatures. I, Adam, by virtue of the authority vested in me, do hereby name all you creatures flying up in the air, flyers. And all you things crawling around on the ground, crawlers. And all you things swimming, swimmers. And your growlers and your hoppers. Oh, there are thousands. I'd better start taking notes or I'll get everything mixed up.
This is the first day, Adam time.
Today no. I name flyers, crawlers, swimmers, growlers, and hoppers.
Further enough.
There are creatures here of every conceivable kind, but I, Adam, am the sole and single man. Ah, single. That word has a fine ring to it. Oh, what now? Oh, I'll name it later.
About us.
You stay over there. Now, What's the us?
That's the name I thought of. It means you and me.
What's so important about us?
I think we both can put here for a great and noble experiment.
I told you to stay over there.
Sorry.
Go on.
What?
I said go on.
As I was saying, I think I'm the main part of this experiment, but you have a share in it too.
Oh, that's very generous of you. But what makes you think that you and I have anything in common?
Well, for one thing, you're the only other animal that can talk.
Ha! That's how much you know. So can that flyer up there.
Where?
Up there in that tree.
Oh, you mean that parrot? Didn't know parrots could talk.
Well, they can. Why do you call it a parrot?
Because it looks like a parrot.
Well, not to me it doesn't. It looks like a loudmouth bat.
Nevertheless, it's a parrot.
What makes you so positive?
I just happen to have this talent. The minute I set eyes on an animal, I know what it is. I don't have to think. The right name comes out by inspiration. So far, you're the only exception.
Well, what's that?
A horse.
And that?
Goat.
And that?
Wolf.
And that?
Duck.
You're just guessing.
I'm not guessing. Those are their names because
that's what
they look like. Yes.
How old are you?
2 days.
You'll never make it to four.
Oh dear, I've hurt your feelings.
Ridiculous.
Yes, I have. I can tell. I'm so sorry.
Well, don't be, because you're wrong. Anyway, I can't waste any more time here. I have to go and enter the four-pronged white squirrel.
You mean the cow?
Thank you very much.
Somehow they got off on the wrong foot.
I seem to aggravate it. I think it's a reptile. I do wonder what it is. I never see it do anything. Nothing seems to interest it except resting. It's a man. If it is a man, then it isn't an it, is it? No, it should be nominative he, dative him, possessive hisn. I think that's right. He gets harder and harder to concentrate ever since I met the reptile. Just thinking about him gives me the most distracting sensations.
Tuesday, June 4th. Special note.
I believe I finally discovered something that will interest him. It happened while I was trying to bore a hole in one stick with another stick.
What's that?
What does it look like to you?
It's dust.
Its name is Fire.
How did it come?
I made it.
What are these?
Fire.
Ouch! Oh!
His fingers and his pride had been burned to a crisp. Sixth day, Adam time.
The naming goes recklessly on. I get no chance to name anything myself. The new creature names everything that comes along before I can get in a protest. And always the same pretext.
It looks like.
For instance, I had a pretty good name for this place. It was musical and pretty. Garden of Eden. I continue to call it that, privately, but no longer publicly. The new creature says it's all woods and rocks and scenery, and therefore has no resemblance to a garden. It says it looks like a park, and does not look like anything but a park. Consequently, without consulting me, it has been new named Niagara Falls Park. This is sufficiently high-handed, it seems to me, and already there is a sign, keep off the grass. My life is not as happy as it once was. And another thing, I'm not used to anything coming so close to me. It makes me feel hampered and somewhat anxious. Cloudy today and wind to the east. I think I'll have some rain.
Rain?
Where did I get that? I think I'll build me a dry top.
Good morning. What are you doing? Can I help? Are you hungry?
What is that? Give that to me. Spit it out. Where did you get it?
From that tree.
Are you sure it's not from over the hill?
Positive. I don't understand.
Those apples are forbidden.
Why?
Because they're dangerous. If we eat those apples, something terrible will happen.
What?
I don't know.
Maybe we should just go find out.
Stay away from that tree, numbskull.
My name happens to be Eve. In the future, kindly use my name when you wish to speak to me, or when you wish to call me. That's what it's for.
Then it's superfluous.
Superfluous? What a beautiful word. I'm proud of you. Really, I am. Superfluous. I don't think I've ever used it. Where did it come from?
Why, I don't know. I just kind of made it up. I was standing there looking at you, and I said to myself, it looks superfluous.
I'm not a it. I'm a she.
Oh, well, I wish she would go play with the other animals. And I wish she would stop talking so much. Because me has work to do.
Can't I help?
No. She'd only be superfluous.
I think I felt a drop. It's
starting to rain.
May I come in?
It's crowded.
I don't mind.
I mind.
Why do you hate me so much? I just can't understand it. I'm a very interesting person. And if you'd only talk to me nicely, I could be twice as interesting.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Yes, you are. You're raining, too.
I'm crying. Don't let it disturb you.
It doesn't, but, well, I don't like to see it.
Yes?
So, either stop it or go rain. All right. Come in.
I don't want to.
Why not?
It'll be too crowded.
I'll make room.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
What's your name?
What do I look like? No, wait. My name is Adam.
Adam. That sound is pleasanter in my ears than any I've heard so far.
Sunday, June 9th. She keeps filling up his hut with
rubbish!
Like flowers and plants.
And not only is it overcrowded, it's loaded with ants.
She is definitely intrusive.
A nuisance.
And yet,
she's a very interesting creature, Miss Eve.
She's developing a strange new habit that doesn't make sense.
She's forever reaching out to touch me, which makes me feel very tense.
She is definitely quite eccentric.
A numbskull, and yet,
she's an interesting creature this evening. When he'd rather be alone and resting, then she comes around and invariably starts describing some wonder she's found. She invariably gets his back up.
Yet invariably I perceive she's an
interesting creature this evening.
Once I saw her standing on a hilltop, her head tilted back, the sunlight on her face as she was gazing at the flight of a bird. And suddenly I saw that she was
beautiful.
Beautiful. Yes, that's the word.
There are animals around this garden more soothing than she.
But there's nothing in the whole of Eden more pleasant to see. If she'd only learned to get the robin up 1 minute at a time, that's why I believe I could possibly enjoy just watching
this curiously interesting creature called Eve. Adam often brooded, thinking, wondering, and growing more confused. Most everything in this place seemed to have make sense, to have its place, except Eve. He never knew what to expect, like the day she made a hat out of flowers.
Adam, I just had a wonderful idea.
Is that it?
No, what I thought. Do you like it?
I think it's unbecoming and ridiculous. I want you to take off that rubbish this is.
I thought it would please you.
How could it please me to see you walking around covered with rubbish?
Rubbish? Flowers, rubbish. These beautiful creatures that catch the smile of God out of the sky and preserve it? Rubbish. Does every you care about except thumping those melons. We've been given a world full of wonderful secrets and mysteries. There's so much to learn. Oh, Adam, to see everything and know everything, why, that might take us weeks. How can you be so narrow?
I have a lot of interests. It may surprise you to learn that only yesterday I invented something brand new.
Oh, and what?
Humor.
Humor?
Does that word bubble you? I thought it might. I'll be happy to explain. Yesterday, I was sitting beside the path that leads to the cornfield, and I happened to notice this yellow clock.
Chicken.
All right.
It looks like.
All right, have it your way. I happened to notice this chicken. For a long time, it walked slowly back and forth, hesitated. Then suddenly, it zipped across the path, and I thought to myself, why? Why did that chicken cross the path? Get to the other side. That's the world's first joke. But I made it up. Don't you see the humor in it? Well, I guess you had to be there. But I'm going to.
Adam, don't you want to hear my wonderful idea?
No.
Oh, Adam.
Well, what is it?
I've been thinking. We're different from anything else on Earth, and our home ought to be different.
I thought it was.
And today I had the feeling that the grass around our hut should be different from all the other grass.
Different?
Oh. Shorter.
Well, why would it be shorter unless it was cut?
Monday, June 10th. No.
I finally discovered the purpose of the week. To rest up from Sunday. This relentless pursuit of involvement is making me feel more happy than ever. What's truly puzzling is that the more time we spend together, the closer we get. And the closer we get, the more anxious it makes me. Anyway, there's one bright spot. She's taken up with a snake now. I'm glad, because this snake talks, and this allows me a little time to rest. Also taken to spending a great deal of time at the pond. I don't know why.
The pond was like a friend to Eve, or rather, that is where she met her friend. Each time she looked into the water, she found another creature like herself. Eve waved, and she waved back. Eve talked to her friend, and her friend talked as quickly or as slowly as she did.
Eve fell in the pond yesterday. She damn near strangled. She said it was so cold and uncomfortable in there, and she felt sorry for the fish. So last night she got a lot of them out and brought them inside. She put them in my bed and keep warm.
Oh, Adam.
Eve, tonight those fish go back to the pond.
But it's so uncomfortable there.
Eve, I've been watching those fish on and off all morning, and I don't see that they're any happier than they were before. They're just a little quiet.
But
I don't want them in my bed. They're clammy.
But Adam,
I want you to put them back. You understand me?
Yes, Adam.
All right, then.
Where are you going?
Somewhere I can be by myself.
Where?
Over the falls.
Not in that leaky tub. Oh, Adam, wish you wouldn't.
Eve, this has nothing to do with you.
It makes me shudder. It's not safe.
Well, I like it. Cool, and I like to plunge.
Please don't. Not in the tub. I can't imagine how it frightens me. I can't bear it.
You can't. Well, I can't bear this everlasting complaining. First you complained about my going over the falls in a barrel. So I made a tub. Did that satisfy you? No, sir. Now you complain about the tub. And if it wasn't the tub, it'll be something else. Eve, I won't have it. I don't want to be complained at, I don't want to be clucked over, and I don't want to be clung to. I'm going to the falls, and after that, I'm not sure where I'm going. So don't wait for me.
Adam, would you bring back some of those hollyhocks that grow by the falls?
I hate flowers!
So Adam went to the tumbling, turbulent falls, And Eve went to the quiet pool.
On days when he withdraws, I'm less lonely now. Because if I should need sympathy, you never turn your back on me. I have you. Who needs two friends? Wait! Wait! Don't go away.
There's no one there, Eve.
What? Oh, those names.
I said there's no one there.
There is so. My friend's there, and she'll be back.
No, Eve, that's what's called a reflection. You see, when waves of one kind traveling in one medium arrive at another, in which their velocity is different, part of their energy is turned back into the first medium. In this case, the waves are light rays, which appear to come from a literally inverted replica of the luminous source. And it is this image which is then focused on the retina.
I don't believe you.
Well, it's so. Look. That's not my brother. That's me.
Then I have no one? No friends? Nothing?
What about Adam?
He doesn't even like me. He thinks I'm a numbskull. And I am. So how could he like me? Oh, I wish I was educated like you.
Would you really like that?
Oh, yes.
Nothing could be simpler.
How?
You know that apple tree on the other side of the hill?
Forbidden fruit?
Who says?
Adam.
My dear girl, the forbidden fruit in this garden is hardly apples. It's chestnuts.
Chestnuts?
Well, not literally. When I say chestnuts, that's a figurative term meaning old and moldy jokes.
You mean what Adam calls humor?
Exactly. There's your forbidden fruit.
Chestnuts? He didn't know that. See how ignorant I am.
Listen closely. Let me tell you about the rich, ripe, red, round, rosy apple they call forbidden fruit. What I'm about to say is confidential, so promise you'll be mute. Because if every creature in the garden knows, they'll come round like hungry buffaloes, and in no time there'll be none of those precious apples left for you and me. Now, in the average apple, you're accustomed to skin, seeds, flesh, and core. But you'll find that these apples give you something more. Why, every seed contains some information you need to speed your education. The seeds indeed of all creation are there. Why be foolish, my dear? Come with me to that tree now.
I don't think Adam will approve. Maybe they're not forbidden, but I still have qualms.
With every sweet and juicy, luscious bite of this not forbidden fruit, you'll see your mind expand and your perceptions grow more and more acute. And you can teach him plumbing, philosophy, new techniques in blazing pottery, woodcraft, first aid, home economy. Madam Adam will be overjoyed. When he becomes aware of your attainments, he'll beam with loving pride and he will say, "Oh, Eve, you're indispensable. Please do not leave my side." And with your nifty newfound education, he'll relish every conversation. Why, you'll be Adam's inspiration this way. Just an apple a day. Wait and see. Come with me to that tree now.
If ever I'm attacked by boredom, I just open my eyes and see this beautiful, curious, fascinating, bountiful, beautiful, beautiful world I love. Hey, you there. You, growler, I mean lion. Leave that lamb alone. Don't do that. No, stop, you'll hurt it. I said stop that. What do you think you're doing? Stop it! Stop it! Oh my God! My God! Oh my God!
And the day you eat of that tree, you will die.
There you are, Adam!
You did it, you did it. I warned you. You ate the apples, didn't you? The forbidden fruit. Do you know what you did? I told you, I said, don't touch the fruit. Something terrible will happen. And now death is coming to the garden. How could you do it? How could you?
did you do such a damnable thing?
I didn't do it. I mean, it wasn't the apples. They're not forbidden.
No? Then what is it?
Chestnuts.
Chestnuts? Oh, where the hell did you pick that?
The snake told me, and he knows everything. In fact, this whole thing is probably your fault.
My fault? I didn't eat any chestnuts.
Not that kind. This kind of chestnut is a joke. Have you been making up jokes, Adam? Tell me the truth.
Well, I did think of one.
Oh!
But I didn't say it out loud. Oh, my. I was standing there just before it all happened. I was thinking about the falls, and I thought, how wonderful it is to see that vast body of water tumble down there. And then I thought, yes, but wouldn't it be a lot more wonderful if it would tumble up?
That's it. That's what did it.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Why did I have to be born so witty? I broke the rule.
Oh, you didn't know?
What's that?
What?
That brush.
These leaves.
Why are you wearing them?
I just thought I ought to.
Eve, you know I can't stand to see you wearing that rubbish. Please take it off. No.
No. Don't do that. You mustn't.
Why not?
Please, Adam, no. Don't, please.
You're behaving like an idiot. If you want to make a silly spectacle of yourself, go right ahead. I know what I'm going to do. I haven't eaten all day.
Do you like one of these?
Oh, it's one of those.
They're not forbidden.
I know, but somehow it still goes against my principles. Say, this gives me as a fine-looking specimen, considering the lateness of season and all. I guess principles have no real force unless you're well-fed. Turn your back! Have you no modesty?
Sorry. Adam?
What?
It looks like rain.
I know. Come on. We'll have to build a new shelter somewhere.
Moving didn't take long. There wasn't much luggage. Eve invented a new word, house. It was longer than hut, and Adam discovered there was more to building it, too. It even had a porch. It was Eve's idea, but it became Adam's favorite place to rest.
Eve calls this place Tonawanda. You know, it looks like Tonawanda. I find she's a good deal of a companion. I can see I'd be lonesome and depressed without her, now that I've lost all my property.
Did you like the baked apples?
Ah, very tasty.
I like to try new things.
I remember when you invented fire. I never thought it would be practical.
That reminds me, how's the multiplication table going?
I don't know. I got as far as 5 times 9 is 27, and the whole thing goes to pieces.
You'll get it, dear.
Well, I'm tired.
It's late.
Is it my imagination? Have you been putting on weight?
He had just gotten back from a hunting trip up north and found that
Eve had caught some new kind of animal.
They named it King.
She caught it in the timber a couple of miles from our house. Now, I can swear that it's a fish, so it resembles us in every way we try. She gives it milk, and every night she picks it up and pats and pets it when it cries. I always knew she pitied fish, but it's ridiculous to make them household pets.
It's not a fish.
I say it's a fish because it surrounds itself with water almost every chance it gets.
I told you it's not a fish.
Well, how will we ever find out what it is if we don't experiment?
I don't care what it is. You keep away from it.
You're standing in the way of science. It's not a fish. Fish never scream. And this one does. Though on occasion it says, goo. Its legs are long, its arms are short. So I suspect it's a kind of kangaroo. And since it came, I pity Eve. She's gotten madder by the minute, and it shows. Just now I said to her that I would much prefer to have it stuffed with my collection, and she punched me in the nose. It can bite, and I'm convinced that what we have here is a bear. I'm worried sick, but Eve is not. She's burned the muzzles I made for it to wear. I've searched the woods, I've baited traps, and yet I couldn't find it to stir a brother. And though I've hunted far and wide while each was hardly outside, I'll be damned if she didn't come up with another one.
They're boys. They found that out long ago. It was their coming in that small, immature shape that puzzled them.
Cain, Abel, keep out of the garden. You'll ruin the flowers. The old garden seems like a dream to me. It was beautiful, surpassingly beautiful, but still a dream. Making supper for 300 males is not a dream.
They're nearly as big as I am now. Abel's a good boy. But if Cain had stayed a bear, it would have improved him. I never know what's coming next. A fire started through spite. A creature killed without sense or reason. I've come to depend on Eve more than I would have believed possible. I used to think she talked too much. But now I'd be very sorry if that voice fell silent and passed out of my life.
Some time back, the boys were fighting. And Cain struck Abel and ran away. Now Cain is gone and Abel is dead. There is too much stillness in the house.
Are you all right?
Are you all right?
Yes. Adam, I've been thinking. I hope that when we die together.
Oh, that's a subject matter.
Wait! If one of us must go first, my prayer is that I'm the one.
I don't want to talk to you.
You're strong and I'm weak. You're more necessary to me than I am to you.
That's not true.
Yes, it's true. It's always been true. Life without him would not be life. Don't think I could endure it. And yet, if I ask myself why I love him, I find I don't know. It's not on account of his gracious and considerate ways. He's a bit flawed in those respects. I got certain birds because of their singing. They hardly applies to Adam. What makes me love him? It's not his singing. I heard his singing. It's ours and them. And yet it's gotten to the point where I prefer that kind of milk. What makes me love him? It's not his learning. He's learned so slowly his whole life long. And though he really knows a multitude of things, they're mostly wrong. He is a good man. Yet I would love him if he abused me or used me ill. And though he's handsome, I know inside me if he were a plain man, I'd love him still. What makes me love him? It's quite beyond me. It must be something I can't define. Unless it's merely that he's masculine and that he's mine.
Eve died today. Adam knew she would, of course. Well, at least her prayer was answered. She went first. Now that she's gone, he realizes something he hadn't realized before. He used to think it was a great tragedy when he had to leave the garden.
Now I know it really didn't matter, because wherever she was, there was Eve. And now I have to go water her flowers.